Every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like...
No! No!
Don't stop a rockin'!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Moved, you said your body fooled you. Your body moved you out. Now you can't. Go home again. You were crying, you're so confused. Why your body fooled you, your body moved you out of that thing that you were in. And a cold sweat, blood on your arms. You want somebody, you caused the harm. You made it so you had to confess, 'cause you can't hide. They fooled you. Your eyes, they move you now. You're seeing way too far. Scared, lost, under duress. You beg at someone for forgiveness. You don't know what you had to address. Your body fooled you. Your body moved you. Yes, now what you had to do is figure out why it had. Was it some kind of trap that you devised to keep yourself from getting out? But it hurt so much, you thought you knew what it was you loved. Then again, look at this mess, your body fooled you, body moved.
Morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Feel like I haven't seen you guys in a year. Ha, 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 ha. What's up? What's happening? It's Jesse Bell. Friday morning, indie wake-up call. And that was The Weather Stations with Body Moves. And underneath my voice, you may hear some familiar strains of a song that you either love or loathe in equal measure. And I will get to that. I will get to my instrumental backing choice in just a moment here, but let me be the first to welcome you to 2025 here on CFRC, the first live in-studio indie wake-up call of the year, and I couldn't be happier to be here with you. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday break, a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a wonderful New Year. Thank you for being here. Our funding drive is done. I'm hoping I'll have some figures to give you, maybe even today. But thank you to anyone who did donate to CFRC's annual funding drive. We appreciate your support. 2025 is here, and in the first 2 weeks of any new year, I like to take time on the shows that I run to highlight songs that are hitting important anniversaries, usually 20, 25, 30, 35, and sometimes 40 and 45. So today, interspersed with the great new CanCon that you all know and love, yes, that's right, we are going to be highlighting some songs from the year 2000 and 2005, two very interesting periods in North American popular music. Underneath me is the instrumental for Creed's Higher, perhaps the biggest hit song of the year 2000. We will not be playing that today. I can't do that to you. I can't do that to myself. I think I've got a little bit too much self-respect and respect for you. But there you go. One of the big releases from the year 2000. And 2000, very interesting year in music history. We are kind of at the almost just reaching the crest of boy band mania. We are in the real death throes, like the absolute nadir of nu metal, post-punk, your rap rock era. And the charts reflect that. We've got a lot of kind of early 2000s pop. We've got a lot of butt rock and nu metal stuff that probably hasn't been heard since the start of the Iraq War, I would guess, just based on my own personal knowledge. So some of the bands and artists we've got coming up today, we have got throwback music from Oasis, Erykah Badu, Vertical Horizon, Deftones, Nelly Furtado, and then in our 2005 collection, we've got stuff from the Great Lake Swimmers, Arctic Monkeys. We've got, yes, a chance for me to play the Mountain Goats organically. So we're going to take that, the Gorillaz, Sufjan Stevens, all of that intermixed with the music that you know and love. And then next week, I think next week we're going to have to knock it back another 10 years, 30 and 35 year old songs, which if 2000 is kind of the final phases of the post-punk, 1995 is like the apex of just post-punk. So we're going to talk about a lot of genres that are actually going to be strangely interconnected, although 1990 is quite a departure from 2000. If 95-2000, pretty understandable connection, but 90 and 2000, it's whiplash. It's cultural whiplash looking at what was charting, what was big in North American pop music. Okay, well, let's get back to a little bit of newer stuff. Coming up next, Magdalena Bay with Image.
What's the best you've got? I forgot. rooms of the world all night. Wasting your days, chasing some girls, all right, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
is a Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens.
If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
No illusion. Try to click with what you got. Taste every potion. Cause if you like yourself a lot, go let it out. Go let it in. And go let it out. Life is precocious in the most peculiar way. Sister psycho. Don't let it out. She gon' let it out. She gon' let it out.
are back. You just heard This Suffering from Billy Talent. Prior to that, we had Go Let It Out from Oasis, and 2000, not a great year for Oasis. Really, once the late 90s gave way to the early aughts, they were a band not long for this world, although it is interesting that they have reunited and are selling tickets to their reunion tour for like $40,000 a pop. Not really their fault, it's Ticketmaster's fault. Kind of unbelievable that Ticketmaster still exists. Somebody should probably do something about that. You know, we should protest Ticketmaster. Yeah, that'll do it. Underneath me, you're hearing Like Antennas to Heaven, specifically the first quote-unquote movement from Godspeed You Black Emperor's 2000 album, Lift Your Skinny Fists, Like Antennas to Heaven, a groundbreaking piece of kind of noise post-punk. Their second studio album, and admittedly, as I was kind of looking up information on it, I did have to do a double take because featured on this album on violin is Sophie Trudeau, but not that one. I had to triple check that to make sure. That would have been incredible, though. I really would have been big into that. I'm sure Justin Trudeau was listening to Godspeed in 2000 while he was teaching drama and engaging in all manner of costuming, I'm sure. But we are highlighting releases from 2000 and 2005 on today's Indie Wake Up Call. Just having some fun. January is often something of a dead zone for music and movies, new releases in general. So I like to take that time in the early weeks of the year to look at some of the anniversary releases. While I'm talking about January being kind of a dead zone, I just wanted to look. Okay, I wasn't far off. I was looking at when Madam Web was released, and it was February 2024, so it was similar energy. Basically, the very early winter after the Christmas blockbuster releases, you get, it's like a hog pen, you know? It's just crap on top of crap. What a beautiful track. Looking at some other big releases from the year 2000, things that won't be played today, Radiohead with Kid A. I do love Radiohead, but Thom Yorke just cannot be normal about, well, Palestine. So I just cannot abide that any longer. The Marshall Mathers LP. Look, man, everybody was into Eminem at one point. If you were born from like 1993 to 2001, that was your guy. Man, oh man, I don't think his music has aged well, and he is horrible nowadays. I wish, now this next release, I wish I could play something from Stankonia, Outkast 2000 album. Tremendous, tremendous, incredible. I can't, but understand that I wish I could. You also had stuff like Hybrid Theory from Linkin Park, a personal favorite of mine, but I just can't justify playing that today, as much as I do love it. Something that we will hear in just a moment is a release from Erykah Badu's 2000 album, Mama's Gun. We're going to play the radio edit, don't worry, of Bag Lady. We're also going to mix it up with some slightly newer releases. We've got Nemesis with You Wore It Better. We're also going to hear one of the big hits of the year from New Zealand's own Vertical Horizon with Everything You Want, which was a pretty big song in the year 2000, especially on like the alternative charts. We'll have some Half Moon Run mixed in there. We'll have some Deftones. They released White Pony in 2000, so we're going to hear Change in the House of Flies. And once again, keeping this theme, we're going to mix in some newer stuff as well. But this is just a quick little stopover to talk about some of the 2000s album releases that are quite celebrated. One that isn't quite as celebrated, but was certainly very successful, was Limp Bizkit with Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water, which is certainly one of the album titles of all time, which came out in October of 2000. Won't be playing anything from that, but just want to reiterate that when the Spotify Wrapped was coming out, one of the most beautiful women I know, her top artist for the year 2024, yes, indeed, was Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit, and the number one song was Break Stuff, which, kind of hard to wrap my head around, but I respect it. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next, Erykah Badu with Bag Lady, right here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call. Mm-hmm.
baby back, mama, yeah.
Let's go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Hold on my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Zip line bag, lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
What about my fanny bag, lady?
Once you know what's lying underneath, judgment shows I'm not deceiving. And you chose how you want to see me. And this sweater I'm wearing, you asked the so 5-0 jeans, wash out the hue, might make it better. They look cool on anyone but me.
To the highway. you might have turned. Never did notice that you still hide away the anger of angels who won't return. You and you don't.
going on? It's Avaya Mighty. You are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
and my friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Bagot Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
See the tree growing into me. It taught me to be strong. It taught me to be rooted and choose to carry on, no matter what my truth is. Help me see the light in me, grounded into all my glory. See the tree.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, though my love is true, I'm like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need for you to know, I'm is like a bird, I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is.
All I need for you to know
is your faith in me brings me to tears, even after all these years, yes. And it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great, and though my love is true,
gotta love Nelly Furtado, my queen. I love this woman so much. I love early era Nelly with I'm Like a Bird, which turns 25 in 2025. I love mid-2000s Nelly. In fact, she narrowly missed the cut eligibility-wise. Maybe next year, 2026, we can play Promiscuous, because that'll be hitting an anniversary soon. Prior to that, we had Arez Zebari with Cedar Tree, and new music from Arez Zebari comes out, I think, tomorrow, so keep your eyes peeled for that. You can pre-save her latest single through, I believe, her social media, at Arez Zebari. We had Change in the House of Flies from the Deftones, a 2000 track. We had Loose Ends from Half Moon Run. Everything You Want from Vertical Horizon, another 2000 track. You Wore It Better by Nemesis, 2024. And then Bag Lady from Erykah Badu, a 2000 track. And we have exhausted our reservoir of 2000s tracks, and now we're moving on to the heady days of 2005, so reaching their 20th anniversary. 2000, I was turning 6, so I really wasn't listening to much in the way of music, and 2005, it's a pretty constant